Manchester by the Sea. Town Administrator Greg Federspiel is with us. And Greg, welcome. Good to see you again. It's been a while, but thanks for joining us.
Happy to join you and good to see you again.
Manchester by the Sea. You had a selectmen's meeting this week. I know part of the agenda centered on the COVID-19 update. So what is the update from Manchester by the Sea for the coronavirus?
So relatively speaking, we're doing okay. We continue to stress, obviously, the physical distancing and all the good hygiene that people are supposed to be doing and staying at home for the most part. And we're having some good results with that. We have a fairly small number of infections in town. We've crept up to 12, but we were going there for 2 weeks without any new infections. So we were pleased to see that. So much better than some other communities that have seen a lot higher exponential growth. But we're lucky to be in a community where people can segregate and still maintain a decent livelihood.
Other than the spacing, other communities have spacing too, but that number seems very, very good. Do your health officials give you any reason why that might be more likely to have those low numbers where you are?
Right. So again, I think it's partly our demographic. So we are a community of commuters who are no longer commuting. So I would say the most people are able to work from home and hunker down without having to go out as much. So I think demographically who we have for a population, I think works in our favor in this case.
Yeah, no, that's obviously that's the good point, I guess. I also, when I think of Manchester by the Sea, Greg, I'm also thinking of the coastline, the fact that you have a harbor there with some commercial fishermen and so on, but that hasn't really started yet, has it? Or am I off? Do you have a few fishermen working now?
So a few are anxious to get underway, and we're working to accommodate them. So they will be operating out of the commercial pier. The marinas are struggling. They are not operating right now. Obviously, this is their busiest time of year, trying to get boats ready and into the water. So clearly the boating season is going to be delayed. And I think one of our struggles just as a town is what to do about the beaches. So right now they are closed, parking lot and the beach itself. People are anxious to, as the weather gets warmer, they want to be able to take a walk and get a little fresh air, particularly when you're feeling a little cooped up. So we struggle with that. But so far we have, Selectmen and Board of Health have said, look, we need to just bear down and forego that pleasure of walking the beach until we get past the surge here.
And that makes sense. That's what a lot of other cities and towns are doing right now. The waterfront clearly is restricted and so on. Do you see a way of kind of opening that up at some point down the road? I'm sure down the road, but is there a plan in place to do that?
So we actually just met this morning with some of the department heads to talk about how we might gradually ease the restrictions. We're anxiously waiting to see what the governor does in terms of the May 4th deadline and whether or not the full restrictions will remain in place. If there's some loosening of the statewide restrictions, I think we'll take a look at how we can slowly open up some of our parks and waterfront areas.
You mentioned a minute ago the budget is front and center in your community, the selectmen and other committees working on their budgets. But there seems right now to be so much up in the air with unknown revenue coming into cities and towns, and then and accelerated expenses as well.
Yeah, so we finished our proposed budget a couple of days before the COVID crisis really hit. So we are working now on what we're calling our Plan B budget. We've had to delay town meeting. We're hoping to get town meeting in by the end of June. And working now on a budget that would have no tax increases. So we're looking under every rock to see where we can find some savings as we put together this revised budget for the new year.
What is the update then on town elections and also town meeting for Manchester by the Sea?
Yeah, so for the town meeting, we are targeting June 22nd as our new date for town meeting, and elections to be June 30th, the last day.
Now, do you have a certain restrictions for the town meeting as far as number of people, or is it still kind of too far out to really nail that down at this point? Still almost 2 months away.
Right. So, you know, we have a traditional open town meeting and, you know, normally with 300 to 400 people attending, which is a good turnout for a town of our size. So right now we're hoping that that's how we can proceed. We'll have to see as it gets closer whether or not we'll have to do some, you know, every third seat is occupied or just what. We'll have to figure that out as we get closer.
Well, I know Rick Moore has joined us here on the line as well here on the from our connection show a little late in joining us, but he's here now nonetheless. Rick?
Well, I got in a little late, and I was wondering, Greg, how is the communication in town in terms of you're talking with your staff or other people or having meetings online? How is that going? Because I know some people have said that, you know, it doesn't allow for great participation. Other people says it does.
Well, interesting. I'm in the camp that it actually has allowed more participation. We have seen a marked increase in the number of people logging in or dialing in to our virtual meetings. You know, we would have 5 to maybe 10 people at a selectman's meeting. We're getting 50 plus people dialing in or logging in. So I think we're going to see a demand for the ability to participate in our meetings remotely, even when this is all over.
Is that more work for you to do this?
It's a little bit more work. It's obviously a little more cumbersome, but you know, you get used to it as you do it more and more. Mm-hmm. And it's a little harder to recognize people when they have a question, that sort of thing. We have people who are dialing in as well as logging in. People who log in, we can easily identify. They can, you know, raise their hand or, you know, put a chat comment in. But the people who are dialed in don't have that option. So it's a little harder to get them recognized. But we're doing okay with it.
I have to learn the protocol because I wasn't sure how to break in and ask the question. So you said raise your hand, so I got that. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for our listeners, we are Zooming here. So our website, Greg, we've just kind of embraced this new Zoom technology, although be it not new technology, we get it. But we're finding it's helped out on a number of different things for conferencing and talking with people. And people like yourself, Greg, are very much use it quite a bit and very familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm spending, you know, most of my days doing this, you know, working with staff, working with constituents, working with boards.
I do have a question. We talked with Chief Fitzgerald last week or the week before, and he and also the Essex Police Chief, Paul Francis, have changed their staffing and how they do their hours and so on. Is there anything Yes. like that elsewhere in the town where that kind of modification has had to be made?
So we did a similar approach with DPW. We divided the DPW crew into two teams, and just like we did with the police. So 1 week, one team is on and the other team is off, and then the next week they flip, they swap. It's enabled us to keep a full complement, obviously modified, but nonetheless, keeping everyone healthy. I'm very pleased that all staff have remained healthy. We did have a case in our fire department. We also run our ambulance. So we did have an infection in one of our firefighter EMTs. And a couple of others had to be quarantined, but we've gotten through that, and we're at full complement. So that's been one of my biggest worries, is just keeping staff healthy to make sure public safety is operating. But so far, so good.
Let me ask you about regionalization. Always an interesting topic to talk to leaders from North Shore communities, but in light of what's been happening, have you been doing more regional conferencing with leaders from neighboring cities and towns?
Yes, we have been doing more. I would say we reach out to each other pretty regularly, as it, you know, even prior to COVID, but certainly since COVID, there have been numerous calls, conference calls during the week, each week. We're dialing in to listen to the lieutenant governor. There's a North Shore mayor's group, a manager's group that is getting together. There's a smaller, more localized group of us who are sharing advice and troubleshooting areas together. So yeah, there's quite a bit of information sharing going on.
Yeah. I know Rick has asked this question about the being a little bit housebound to some of our other guests and the cabin fever kind of a piece. Are you sensing that at all up in Manchester by the Sea, any of that piece at all? Or in Rick's case, down at Manchester by the Sea? Yeah.
Right. Well, yes, I think people are trying to be patient, but it's challenging. With the announcement that schools are going to not open for the rest of this year, that was a bit of a blow, I think, to people. Yeah. They were holding out hope that the kids could go back to school. And so it is hard. Again, we live in an area where we have some beautiful lands to roam in and get outside. So that helps. But it's still a challenge.
What's the sense in the? I don't know if you asked this because I'm late to the party. But what's the sense in the business community? Because Manchester by the Sea, like Salem and like Gloucester, you have a lot of restaurants, a lot of people who come there to dine out.
Yeah, I'm very worried for them. I know that they are very worried themselves. We have small mom and pop type operations in town, they are really hurting right now. We're looking into some ways that the town might be able to help. We're just in the early stages of exploring that. Both the finance committee and selectmen really indicated that as a priority to look into some avenues for us to offer some support. We don't want to see all of our shops go dark.
Let me ask you one last question, Greg, and that would be, you mentioned the schools and with the governor's announcement this week that schools closed for the rest of the year. What does that mean? What did that trigger within the school department? Is it, obviously no one is totally surprised at that announcement, but yet on the other hand, it does kind of, it's like putting the nail into the school year, so to speak. It does finalize things and makes things very clear what's ahead. And I don't know how that impacts the town.
Yeah, it's it has a couple of effects, obviously. For the teachers and the kids to not be able to connect before the summer break, that's a real disappointment. Certainly for our seniors, seniors in high school, it's a very different ending than what they were anticipating. So that's hard. That's something that kids look forward to, that graduating parties and graduation itself. It's going to be hard to forego that. But, the teachers are great. They're plugging away. They're providing good content for the students over the internet and online.
Yep. Well, Greg, we want to thank you for taking some time to join us. That's obviously, you started off with some very good news about the coronavirus and the actual town of Manchester by the Sea, and let's hope that continues. So, Greg, stay safe. Thank you for your time. And again, a special thanks for you taking some time to join us today.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. Be well and keep spreading the good word of what we're all trying to do.
You got it. Greg Federspiel, the town administrator, Manchester by the Sea, with us here today on Connections.